"Oh, let him, dear, if it gives the poor soul pleasure," said Lady Sybil, shutting the window. "Now, Sam, what happened at the tower?"
"I don't really want to worry you, Sybil."
"Well, now that you've got me really worried, you may as well tell me, all right?"
Vimes gave in and explained the little that he knew.
"Someone's killed them?"
"Possibly."
"The same people that ambushed us back at that gorge?"
"I don't think so."
"This isn't turning out to be much of a holiday, Sam."
"It's being unable to do anything that makes me sick," said Vimes. "Bag in hand, more pork." "Well, I'd have leads, contacts, some kind of map. Everyone here is, well, hiding something, I think. The new king thinks I'm a fool. The werewolves treated me as if I was something the cat dragged in. The only person who's been halfway civil was a vampire."
"Not the cat," said Sybil.
"What?" said Vimes, mystified.
"Werewolves hate cats," said Sybil. "I distinctly remember that. Definitely not cat people."
"Ha! No, dog people. They don't like words like bath or vet either. I reckon if you threw a stick at the Baron, he'd leap out of his chair to catch it."
"I suppose I ought to tell you about the carpets," said Sybil as the coach rocked around a corner.
"What, isn't he house-trained?"
"I meant the carpets in the embassy. You know I said I'd measure up for them. Well, the measurements aren't right on the first floor."
"I don't want to sound impatient, dear, but is this a carpet moment?"
"Sam?"
"Yes, dear?"
"Just stop thinking like a husband and start listening like a copper, will you?"
Vimes marched into the embassy and summoned Detritus and Cheery. "You two are coming with us to the ball tonight," he said. "It'll be posh. Have you got anything to wear apart from your uniform, Sergeant?"
"No, sir."
"Well, go and see Igor. There's a good man with a needle if I ever saw one. How about you, Cheery?"
"Oh, I do have a gown," said Cheery, looking down shyly.
"You do?"
"Yes, sir."
"Oh, well, good. I'm putting the two of you on the embassy staff too. Cheery, you're military attaché."
"Oh,"
said Detritus, disappointed. "And Detritus, you're cultural attaché." The troll brightened up considerably.
"You will not regret this, sir."
"I'm sure I won't," said Vimes. "Right now, I'd like you to come with me."
"Is this a cultural matter, sir?"
"Broadly, perhaps."
Vimes led the troll and Sybil up the stairs and into the office, where he stopped in front of a wall.
"This one?" he said.
"Yes," said his wife. "It's hard to notice until you measure the rooms, but that wall really is rather thick."
Vimes ran his hands along the panelling, looking for anything that might go click. Then he stood back.
"Give me a crossbow, Sergeant."
"Here we are, sir."
Vimes staggered under its weight, but managed to get it pointed at the wall.
"Is this wise, Sam?" said Sybil.
Vimes stood back to take aim, and the floorboard moved under his heel. A panel in the wall swung gently.
"You scared the hell out of it, sir,"
said Detritus loyally. Vimes carefully handed the crossbow back and tried to look as though he'd meant things to happen this way. He'd expected a secret passage, but this was a tiny workroom. There were jars on shelves labelled New Suet Strata, Area 21, Grade A Fat, The Big Hole. There were lumps of crumbling rock, with neat cardboard tags attached to them saying things like Level 3 Shaft 9 Double Pick Mine. There was a set of drawers. One of them was full of makeup, including a selection of moustaches. Wordlessly, Vimes opened one of a stack of notebooks. The first pages had a pencil-drawn street map of Bjonk, with red lines threading through it. "Good grief, look at this," he breathed, flicking onwards. "Maps? Drawings? There's pages of stuff about the assaying of fat deposits. Ha! It says here, the new suets, while initially promising, are now suspected of having high levels of BCBs and are likely to be soon exhausted. And here it says, a werewolf putsch is clearly planned in the chaos following the loss of the scone. Kay reports that many of the younger werewolves now follow W, who has changed the nature of the game. This stuff is spying. I wonder how veterinari all seem to know so much.
Did you think it came to him in dreams, dear?
But there's loads of details here. Notes about people, lots of figures about dwarf mining production, political rumours. I didn't know he did this sort of thing.
You use spies all the time, dear, said Sybil.
I do not.
Well, what about people like Foul Old Ron and No Way Jose and Cumbling Michael?
That is not spying. That is not spying. That's just